Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Turbo. Well, a little snail, he aspires to be more in life and wants to do something great. In fact, he wants to be fast. All that comes true one night when he wakes up from a freak accident to find out he has super speed.
My name is Turbo.
I just want to go a little faster.
You're a snail!
Quit it with the speed stuff. Start living your life.
I have a life.
Oh, you got fancy magic superpowers?
Yep.
I want to enter him in the Indy 500.
Oh, this is great. I'm going to go have heart attack.
Now, trust me when I say I am all for the underdog and giving the little guy the power to be great, special, and against all odds, a winner to make dreams come true and see the unbelievable happen. Until that is, the unbelievable is simply unbelievable. Oh, sure. A snail racing in, like, say, the Intergalactic Super Olympics for mollusks and other slimy things? Sure, I'm in. But a snail racing in the Indianapolis 500? You lost me. I just don't buy it. But there is good news, the snail and all his pals are way super cute, and the story is pretty darn funny, and every single color ever invented is in this movie somewhere. So cute, colorful, and creative, yep, which is good for the kids. Completely absurd, yep, which is not so good for us adult types. So in our movie night traffic light, Turbo is a yellow light. Now into a whole different kind of absurd, it's red too. It seems it's time for the team to come out of retirement again. Bruce Willis is back, and so are the bad guys who want him dead. So the team has to stay alive and find the bomb before it detonates.
Frank, what are you doing here?
I need you.
Look, I'm retired, okay?
You haven't killed anybody in months. They're coming. I can feel it.
11 million people are gonna lose their lives if you don't help me.
He's the best contract killer in the world. We need help.
You gave her a gun. She has no idea what to do with this.
I know exactly what to do with it.
So, if you're like me and enjoyed every single second of the first Red and literally smiled through the whole thing, then the bar was set pretty darn high for this one. And if you saw the first one, you already know the characters, which takes a bit of the mystery away from this one. But that's the secret of this whole brilliant thing, the characters. They're all great and the chemistry is perfect. Throw in a couple of new guys like Anthony Hopkins and how could it go wrong? So sure, you kind of know who's who from the first one, but there's still plenty you don't know. Yep, plenty of action, intrigue, and fun, and a great inspiring lesson. When getting older, so to speak, you never lose your super skills. Now, only if I could figure out what my super skills are, and pretty sure my ability to snoop out way super cute shoes does not count. So in our movie night traffic light, Red 2 is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.